Hello, guys. How are you guys doing? It is Bro, and I am your host, Ian. I'm back. Thank you. First of all, we've hit in total 2,000 plays in total. I think this is going to be our 40th episode, so clap, 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 clap. Yeah, thank you for everyone that's been listening, everyone that's new, brand new. A lot of the plays have been going up. I started investing more into the podcast. So everything's going well. I'm super duper excited for what is to come. And I'm just happy that, you know, anyone still listens to me. So it's all good. Super happy about that. But yeah, so I hope everyone's day is going well. I got a 3-day weekend. I think most of us do. If you guys have a 3-day weekend, I don't know how you guys are planning to enjoy it. I'm going to be with family. I'm going to probably barbecue, go out to enjoy myself, de-stress from work. I have some work to still do, but it's all good. There's a bigger goal in mind. I think even today, I have a conversation with my financial advisor and to see what type of plans we come up with. And, you know, because all of our goals are the same, man. We want to be rich. So, you know, I just got to put that in motion, got to put the plans in motion. But yeah, so anyway, for today's episode, okay, switch it up. I know I said I would talk about Herbalife, but I think this is more important, okay? It's very, very important. Now, recently, okay, now, I don't know about you guys. Guys, I'm sure you guys have a group chat. And this group chat is full of men, and you know how we get, you know, a bunch of guys just talking, chopping it up. I'm sure, ladies, you guys have your own group chats. I'll be honest, I've read some of y'all's group chats. It's a little wild. It's a little even more, you know, how do I say, risque than most guys' conversations that I've seen. I think guys are just, you know, talk about dumb stuff a lot of times. But anyway, I ain't even here to expose what guys talk about. Okay, I wouldn't do that. That's bro code. Can't do that. Yeah, because like I said, a lot of my listeners are ladies. So, you know, I always got to keep that in mind. Sometimes when I share stuff, you know, they're probably going to use it against you guys. And then you're going to be like, where'd you get that information? And, you know, I get like shunned from the men community. And I'll be like, dang, man. But what I'm going to talk about today, it's very important. Okay. Recently, you know, like I said, I have many friends that are women and they, you know, they complain about dudes and, you know, all the time. And I'm like, dang, man, you in a bad situation. I'm like, dang, my dudes need to do better sometimes. And, you know, sometimes dudes get each other into trouble and stuff. You know, I've my fair share, I've gotten in trouble, you know. So today we're going to do a quick lesson on how to teach people how to get out of their situations that they might put themselves in. Okay, we're not trying to dig the hole deeper so you stay in that situation. We're trying to get out and you have a successful relationship. So without further ado, one of my friends, you know, brought up a doghouse, you know, and I was like, what could this guy be talking about? Now, apparently there's doghouse, which is HAUS, which is like a hot dog place, like a hot dog restaurant place. Who knew? Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the dog house. So dog house, it's not where the dog goes, okay? Because if you Google that, you're gonna start seeing some pictures of dog houses, and that's not what we want. Okay, the dog house I'm talking about is referring to is the when you get banned to the shadow realm by, you know, a significant other. Okay. Now keep this in mind. All right, all these tricks I'm about to tell y'all how to get out of the doghouse. You know, use it. You know, first of all, you shouldn't even try not to be in the doghouse. Okay, it's very tough. It's very tough. Every girl's different. You know, what I mean, I don't know if I can get you out all the time, but I'll try my hardest. And you know, even for me, man, there's times I haven't been able to get out. Okay, but you know, quitters never quit. Okay. So I have never quit and I've always gotten out. Okay. Even now, though, nowadays, I just bite my tongue. Cause like I said, the first step I could teach anyone is try not to get out, you know, to get into the doghouse. Okay. Don't get set there. Don't let anyone take you there. Okay. No, that's not a good place. Okay. Don't even get tempted to go there. Okay. But if you should, end up in the doghouse, I'm just gonna, you know, do some. So, like I said, First and foremost, do your research all the time, okay, on how to get out of the Duke house. But this is just my own tips and tricks how to get out of there, okay? Now, if you're wondering, Ian, what is a doghouse? That's great. Don't ever find out, okay? Maybe find out for me, but don't ever find out where it is or where it's at. But the doghouse is somewhere you don't want to be, okay? Now, this is from Urban Dictionary. This is when one's partner is displeased and therefore for one or more reasons, and they send you to a doghouse. Okay, now it's a theoretical house that you get sent to. Sometimes it could be physical. It could be a couch, it could be the guest house you have, maybe the next door. It's a horrible place. You don't even want to get sent. So when you get sent here. Okay, now we're going to go do, like I said, every time we do some, we're always going to research it. So, you get sent there and you're like, dang, man, how did I get there? First things first is there has to be a reason, okay? And the thing is, if you have a great significant other that is allows you to know what it is, then you have resources, okay? Like I said, you got to gather evidence all the time, okay? So the evidence that they would tell you, like, hey, this is the reason you're, doing this, blah, blah, blah. You'd be like, all right, cool. And then now you have the resources to get out of, hence, purgatory that we've been sent to. So, but if they don't tell you anything, right, because sometimes girls don't communicate. I'm just kidding. Girls communicate. That was horrible. Don't even take that. Out of context, but girls communicate. Sometimes they won't tell you because they're just like, you suck, you should know. Okay. I think girls like to think we're mind readers, and it's fantastic. And sometimes we are and sometimes we're not. So if you're in there, first of all, you gotta figure out why you're in there. Okay. Now, this is not my again, so ladies, don't kill me, but this is not what I said. This is from medogguide.com. It's midogguide.com. So it says, well, number one, tell her that she's right. Now, now, if you don't think she's right, then I don't think that's gaslighting. And we don't want that. That's a horrible thing to do to someone, okay? Now a word from our sponsor. Tell her that she is right. If she is right, then yeah, most definitely own up to your mistake. If you messed up and understand where she's coming from. But if she is right, and you know she's right, fellas, I know y'all know. Okay, there's times we want to hold our pride and we don't want to like say anything. We don't want to admit that we're wrong, but hey, you just gotta be like, yeah, no, you're right. I'm sorry can go a long way, especially if it's genuine. And I'm talking about genuine. You can't just say I'm sorry. Girls know that. They'll know whether it's not genuine. I'm talking about these. Hey, they know. Okay, I don't know how they know, but they know. So if she is right, let her know. And like I said, I think it takes two to tango. So in a relationship, man, sometimes you got to swallow your pride. And if you love that person, let them know, like, hey, I messed up. Now, the second one, it says, give credit where it's due. Now, I mean, I don't know what that means. Like, if she caught you cheating, you'd be like, dang, you're a good detective. No, I'm sorry. I don't know what that meant, but don't play around like that. Okay, don't play around like me. Compliment her. Sure. I mean, again, if I don't think buttering up someone, maybe it could work. Again, I don't think that these are horrible. Compliment your girlfriend always. Okay, that's just, or significant other if your wife. Always make them feel like, hey, they're still sexy. As the first day you met them to the last day you meet them, all right? So always make them feel special. Always make them feel like they're wanted. But, again, if you're in the doghouse, you just got to tread carefully, because some girls be like, mm-hmm. Like, you'd be like, I love you, though. Mm-hmm, I know you do. Now I'm like, dang, man. Like, girls will make you work for it. So just know it's a battle. It's an uphill battle. At some point, you know, they'll ease up. Okay. Just don't get as frustrated. Yeah, I mean, just understand, like, you know, this is a losing battle, and just gotta tread on. Okay. Now it says number four is really, really complimentary. I mean, again, yeah. So like I said, you might say it, and then they're gonna be like, yeah, I know you do love me, or something like that. You know, don't look. Me personally, I think if anyone ever does that, I'm always like, dang, like, cool. You know, I just want to like chip their ego down for no reason. But you know, it's good to make someone feel good. If they think they're the shiznats, let them know. Especially, you know, I think everyone is insecure to a certain extent. So I think it's good to uplift your significant other. So cool. Five says open up. Now this one, it's a little tricky. Okay, in a relationship, I think you should be open. Completely, I don't know. Okay. And this is just coming from personal experience. I think every time, maybe it's the people I picked, but anytime I did open up too much, you know, girls will use that against you. I don't know why. I think it's always happened. Like you'll tell a girl something that actually bothers you, like truly. And then let's say, you know, a spat happens here and there. And, you know, she'll just bring it up randomly. And you'll be like, dang, like, you know, I told you that in confidence. And you just hear to just like twist it in there, you know. So that's why I always try to, you know, not attach anything to like my emotions. Cause then, like I said, like, I think if I ever share anything and I'm just like, dang, like, you know, cause it's okay to trust your significant other. But the day they choose to just be like, yeah, that's why you lost your toe. And it's like, dang, and you're like self-conscious about losing that toe. You know, it gets worse. Cause then at that point, now that guy's mad, like, you know? So, I mean, yeah, it's okay to open up. Like if you did mess up, you could be like, hey, this is the reasoning. It's not okay. I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Things like that. And then again, be genuine. Okay. Just don't say it's not going to happen again. If you already know you're going to go back to the strip club or something. Yeah, I mean, so I think it's okay to open up to a certain extent. Okay. Not completely. I'll say this. I think if you trust your significant other wholly, then yeah, open up. I think maybe just because nowadays, I mean, the only person you can always trust 100% is yourself. But letting someone in and you know, going through that experience, it'll make you a different person. And like I said, don't attach, like I said, when you open up, don't attach your emotions too much to the things that you really care about. I mean, and that's tough to even say, because when you open up, you're like letting someone in and being vulnerable. But let's say, you know, like I said, Not all the time, but most people make the worst decisions when they're upset. So should she bring it up and be like, you know what, this is why, blah, 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 right? Don't get too mad. You know, understand that they're coming from a hurt place, so they're just trying to hurt you as well equally. But, you know, like, just don't make the, you know, be a bigger person and just take it to the chin and then just be like, all right, cool. Or let them know, like, hey, man, I told you that in confidence and now you're just using it against me. Like, what's up? You know, let them know that way, you know, that doesn't happen again. But opening up is good. I think that's a good one. Now, cook her dinner. Now, if you're a horrible cook, don't do it. Okay. So, like me, I can't make rice to save my life. Okay. I need a rice cooker. It's either too hard, it's too soft, it's too watery, it's too sticky. Look, I ain't finna cook, but I can cook some stuff really well. I think anyone can cook if you read instructions. Now, if you read instructions and you're still messed up, yeah, maybe going to Chili's 2 for $25 is the best place. You know what I mean? Like I said, I love Chili's. Molten lava cake will always solve every freaking problem for me. I mean, you could even like cheat on me and you could get me a molten lava cake and I'm straight. I'm just kidding. Maybe two. Anyway, so seven says take her out. So, yeah. Take her out, man. Take her out to a nice place. Take her out. Now, like I said, I think it's always going to be an uphill battle. Like, you might take her out and she's still upset. So that's fine. Just understand. Depending on who you're dating and who it is, like, it might take a while. Okay. So, yeah, I think those are all good points. So this one. So it says, the next question was, like, how do you get out of the doghouse? So what we answered was, I guess how to make it up to your girlfriend. But this is how to get out of it. And it says, one, act quickly. The doghouse is self-reinforcing. So yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah, I would say act quickly. Like I said, girls will be like mad vindictive, or they'll remember stuff. Like, I'll be honest, I think even now, like, even though I just hit my 1 year, my girlfriend will bring up something that happened like when we first started dating, and I'm just like, bro, like, you know what I mean? Like, she remembers. She'd be like, yeah, I remember that time you did that. And I'm like, dang, bro, like, I don't remember what I did yesterday. Like, so yeah, act quickly, man. Try to solve the case, man. It's like the first 48, bro. Okay. You gotta do it within that. When I say 48 seconds. It says to be humble, make it easy for people to give you feedback, admitting that you know something is wrong. I think that should just be in general, even if you're not in the doghouse, and take feedback well. I think nowadays most people don't even want to be told if their perspective is wrong. Like, they get so offended, and then now I think, and it sucks too, because now I feel like you can't even have like a good conversation with people anymore, because you know you can't even feel bad for offending or going against the grain or going against their opinion, because they'll be like, oh my god, you know. So yeah, just be humble, take it in, and then even if y'all, you know, don't agree. I mean, I've had times where, you know, me and my girlfriend, we won't have, you know, it'll be agree to disagree. And even in my past relationships, there's times that we've had to agree to disagree because I'm stubborn. So there's some stuff I won't let go, and rightfully so, the other person. And then we'll just sit there and be like, look, at the end of the day, what's the biggest goal? The biggest goal is for me to provide, for us to be happy and reach our goals. So I think that will supersede me being upset about this certain topic or things like that. So yeah, so it's okay to get that feedback and admit something's up. If you don't think something's up, or you don't think you're wrong and it's rightfully justified to you, you know, then like I said, you can agree to disagree. A lot of people, it's like works. Like, there might be some people you don't even like working with, and you just gotta work with them because, hey, you get paid. All right, so this job, you don't get paid. Maybe you do somehow. I think everyone gets paid somehow. Whether it's time, money, energy, you know, doing dates, doing cute stuff, cooking for someone. I think that's some type of form of payment. So, yeah. So, you know, you got to think about that. Now, the third one, it says be patient. Like I said, yeah, you got to definitely be patient. All right. Because it might take, it says it will at least take a much time for it to get out, as long as it took to get in. I think it'll take longer, definitely, like I said, depending on who it is, but yeah, it'll take a while for you to get out of there, okay? You don't have the key yet, yeah, I mean, you gotta beg for the key first, so you're like, I'll do anything, I'll be on my knees for you, you know? Maybe, you know, they'll let you see the key, and you're like, oh, like, maybe I can open the door, yeah, I mean, maybe they'll crack the door open a little bit, you know, that way you can see some light, and then, yeah, you know, eventually you'll get out of the house. Now this one says go overboard. Okay, I don't think you should go overboard. Maybe depending on what the actual egregious act is, but I don't think you should go overboard. I mean, like I said, it's not the end of the world. People could be mad at you for all it is, but yeah, don't. I mean, depending on what it is, depending on the actual act, do not go overboard. because you're losing ground. Okay, you're already starting bad. I think if you're like crying and like, I love you, I mean, like that type of stuff, man, and it'll make you look bad, okay? You lose some masculinity with it. This is only coming from experience, okay? So anytime I've ever had to get out of something and I resorted to being overboard, it never worked out in my favor in the long run. So that's just my own personal opinion. Y'all can go overboard if y'all want, but I think at the end of the day, I still have some integrity, even if I'm wrong. So I'll hold on to my ego forever. Ask for help. I think that's cute. You can ask for help. You can ask your homies for help. You can be like, hey, how do I get out of this? You can ask your, like, people that are girls. You can be like, hey. Although, I'll be honest, ask a guy. Don't ask a girl. Ask a guy. I've had a lot of experiences asking girls for help. And this is always the common thing I hear, okay? They'll tell me something, and then they'll be like, but if it doesn't work, you can't get mad. Like, and I'm like, what? So do you even trust that it might work? Or, you know, but if I've asked my friends, they're like, hey, don't, no problem, dude. I've been in that situation. Here you go. Figure it out. Yeah, I mean, I've helped a lot of my friends get out of, like, big jams. Yeah, I mean, so, but anytime I've ever asked a girl, a girl will be like, oh, I don't know. Every girl's different. And it's like they don't even commit to a solution for you. Okay, they don't even want to. Because they're, like, afraid of the backlash that you might come out of it, you know? So, and like I said, because if someone were to write a book about how they, you know, how to understand a girl, it doesn't exist, okay? I've looked at Amazon, I looked at Google. There's no way, okay? No one knows. Even girls don't know. So, but I know people that do. It's guys, okay? You don't ask a fish how to catch a fish. You ask a fisherman. So, look, you know, if you're going to ask for help, ask dudes. More likely. You can ask a girl. I'm not saying girls' advices aren't the best, but you can, I would say, ask a dude first. And then if they have horrible ideas, because sometimes we have horrible ideas, but I'll say you'll probably succeed more if you ask a guy. Okay. And that's, you know, I mean, I've had girls help me out with some stuff and I've succeeded, but like I said, I think ask a guy. Definitely ask a guy. You can even ask me, man. If you don't have friends that are dudes, ask me, bro. I'll help you out. This one says solidify your base. Now, I don't know what that means. Maybe that can mean, you know, just hold strong, which is horrible. But that could also work, okay? Like, if a girl's mad at you and did, you just be like Future, be like, I don't even know why you mad. Like, yeah, I mean, like, you, not in a horrible way. It might work. It might be, you know, they'd be like, I love you. You know, they might switch it up on you. And then, or maybe you might be like, I'm acting dumb, which is horrible. Okay. I don't even think this should be a solution. I don't even know if I'm understanding what solidify your base means. So whatever I'm saying right now, don't even listen. Okay. But it can work. And I've seen it work. And it's worked for me as well. Yeah. Just be like, all right, cool. Yeah. I mean, ask, you know, act like you don't care. Oh, man. Now, you got to hold strong, though, because that one's a little tough. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, I think you should try every other solution before you do that one. That one even say that's a solution, okay? Because I feel like girls are going to be mad. They'd be like, wow, you're going to tell people to just say, oh, yeah, I don't really care. Like, oh, you mad? Cool. Yeah, I mean, so don't do that one, okay? Men, do not do that, all right? Only boys do that. Don't be like that, all right? Be men and face your fears and fix the problem, okay? But if it does work, hey, if you try everything, hey, just say, hey, it's cool. Like, if a girl's like, you know, I'm tired of you, I'm like, all right, you can walk. You know where the door is. And hold strong, bro. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that. Be confident. Yeah, be confident. Like I said, I mean, you could tell them, like, hey, they're like, you know, I'm tired of you. I can find someone better. You'd be like, go find someone better then. Yeah, I mean, and be confident. Look, like I said, one of my really good friends, bro, pulls women left and right, okay? And it's like a revolving door out there in these streets, bro. But my guy solidifies his base and is confident. I'm talking about, like, he has game, okay? And game recognized game, man. So, like, to me, I don't even have game. But, you know, I know people that play well. Like, you know, if I watch a basketball game, I know Steph Curry is, like, probably one of the best players on the court, you know? Like, I can know that stuff, you know what I mean? You know, or like if I'm watching a game, you're like, oh, who's the GOAT? Yeah, and you're like, oh, Tom Brady, cool. You know, I could recognize it. As much as I don't like Tom Brady because he's destroyed my team a bunch of times, but I can definitely recognize it, you know. So you know, keep that in mind. You know what I mean? You can recognize game, be confident, bro. Just you're like, yeah, I am. Remember last time when I said that? I am that nigga. Yeah, you say it like that. But anyway, yeah, be confident. But like I said, try everything else. Don't do all these horrible things that I'm telling you guys. Because, you know, that's so bad. Super duper bad. So anyway, cool. It says give her a sincere apology. Like I said, if you're going to apologize, make sure it's sincere, genuine, like you mean it. If you did hurt her, let her know. I'm sorry. Short and simple. Yeah, I like that. Keep it short and simple. Don't sit there stuttering like, baby, I, because, I mean, I've been there too, bro, okay? I've tried every excuse under the sun, and it just makes you look sad. So, you know, just be like, hey, look, I'm sorry. and that's it. Yeah, I mean, and see what happens, and give them time to respond, whatever they want to tell you and stuff. So, yeah. Oh man, this is hopefully all this, you know. Hopefully none of y'all, again, number one rule is to first not find yourself in the doghouse. Okay, do not do it. But cool. So this one, it says, how should I show my girlfriend I'm sorry? Okay. So one, it says, understand why she's upset. Now, I'll be honest. There's times where it's mental gymnastics. You might not understand why they're upset. I've been in there. Maybe it might not make sense to you, but it makes sense to her. Okay. I've been there. Okay. Been there. And I've been like, this doesn't even make sense. Like, why the heck would I do all this stuff? You might have to play some mental gymnastics, okay? But like I said, make it sincere. Like, if you know you hurt her, be sincere, okay? You might not understand why, but, you know, just be sincere if you do love her at the end of the day. And this one says, do it in purses. I think that's self-explanatory. You can be a dick and apologize over text. Like I said, that's horrible. Do not do that. That's not even an option. Like I said, I'm telling you guys, not an option. But do it in person. Be a man about it. Talk to her and understand her. If she's crying, comfort her, things like that. But yeah, I mean, these are all tips and tricks to get out of the doghouse. Like I said, first tip is don't get in there. Okay. Second tip is, do all the other things before you start being a mean person about it. All right. Don't be a douche. Don't be a douche. All right. Being a douche is like last resort. All right. And after that, I don't know, maybe, you know, just get rid of the whole house. Yeah, I mean, if someone's in the diet, just get rid of the person who built the house. You don't need them. You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. All right. But yeah, anyway, thanks you to all the new listeners. Yeah, man. It's like, I'm grateful for hitting 2K listens. It seems like everyone's listening through Apple Podcasts, which is cool. You know, me, I love Spotify. I go Spotify. It's like Samsung versus Apple. Who knows, man? But yeah, so like I said, thank you for everyone that's been listening. Go to brocastings.com if you want all our social medias and stuff. I just started making TikToks on Brocastings. I don't know how people do it. All right, social media is not my game. Next, I'll probably talk about, because my friend brought up a great question. Like, he was like, do y'all ever, because there's times I try to share stuff on Instagram. I'm sure girls do it too, but I'll share stuff with my homies in the group chat. But there's like specific people that put us in like green chats. So like sometimes I can't send anything to my homies because they're not in the green chat, or they're not in the private chat or whatever, or like the close friends group. So I'm gonna do research on that. All right. Because there's some people that put me in close friends and we're not even close friends. And I'm like, that's cool, bro. But yeah, now if you put me on close friends, first of all, thank you. Okay. I appreciate it. I appreciate even being that type of close friend to you. So thank you so much. Don't take me out. Okay. I like enjoying being like, ooh, I know something other people don't. Okay. It's pretty childish, but you know, I like enjoying that. Okay. I think even on Snapchat, do every time I see that locked thing, I'm like, ooh, whose story is this? Let me go see, bruh. And then they're out here selling like Percocet. And I'm like, dang. I mean, but yeah, so like I said, love you guys. Thank you so much. Happy Memorial. You know what I mean? I hope everyone has like a great 3-day weekend. If you all do have one, if you have work, I'm sorry. Enjoy your work. Make that money. Okay. Make that bread. But other than that, man, like I said, I'm super happy for all the listens. Super happy that we've made it this far. And, shoot, I'm just gonna continue to work on this. Okay, I'm just gonna make you guys so proud. I'm making myself proud, and yeah, better than that, go to brocastings.com. Go check out my TikToks. Okay, start dancing on there. All right, but I love you guys. I hope you guys have a great day. Peace.